my name is David Polson, and I am the Senior Associate Director of the Knight Center for Environmental Journalism at Michigan State University. But I'm in Malawi, and my capacity is the Director of Translational Scholars with an agency at my university called the Global Center for Food Systems Innovation.
Michigan University, you are conducting this Innovation Scholars Program at Luana. Can you tell me more about this program?
Well, of course. Yeah, it's really exciting. I mean, the whole idea is we're from an agricultural university in the United States. And one of our values is to develop research that has impact on real people. But it doesn't have impact on real people unless they're aware of it. And so that's one of the things that we strongly value and strongly push, and we thought we might be able to help in Malawi, where we believe that there's significant research going on in agriculture, particularly at Luanar, that we're working with the faculty here at Luanar, that needs to be more broadly known. What we'd like to do is to help these smart researchers at the university to a couple things. One, just simply better explain what they're up to. Sometimes it's difficult for us to understand what that is, and to help them interact with journalists who might be interested in the stories that they have to tell if they only knew about them. And sometimes that's a struggle, just being aware of the exciting things that are going on at Luanar.
What do you want to achieve at the end of the day with this program?
For me personally, and the type of work that I do, I'm this Director of Translational Scholars. I would like to see some evidence that we had an impact on helping researchers communicate to the public. And so we've worked both sides of that equation. We've been working with the researchers, helping them to more succinctly and directly and in a way that engages the public explain what they're doing. And today we're working with some really smart journalists, helping them to understand some of the issues and how they might communicate them. And so what I would like to see by the time we're through is, first and foremost, I would like to hear news stories about agricultural innovations that are going on not only at Luanar but elsewhere throughout the country. And I would like to see them in printed publications as well. It would be great to know that we had a hand in getting that before the public. And then I would like to see more and more news of that kind. And I also would like to hope that we would instill in the researchers a motivation for communicating not only with journalists but with the general public. You know, journalists can be kind of scary people sometimes, and sometimes people don't want to talk to them. And actually, most journalists that I know are really, really smart and hardworking and really want to help people. And I think it's important to help the researchers understand that as well.
So we have various research going on in terms of health and other sectors as well. Why interested in the agriculture sector?
Well, gee whiz, it seems to me like food is the root of everything, is it not? I mean, we got to feed hungry people. And sometimes when we grow food and process food, there are some wonderful opportunities to do it better. And sometimes we inadvertently cause some problems. So in the United States, I am on the board of directors of the Society of Environmental Journalists, and that group is really concerned about the environment, a sustainable environment without causing harm to it. And sometimes through our food production practices, we can do that unintentionally, but it happens. And so I think it's real important to know that we are proceeding in a sustainable manner with the least amount of harm we can do.